AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is moving a second aircraft carrier to the Middle East to pressure Iran. At Fort Bragg in North Carolina, the president was asked if he wants to see regime change in Iran.
Seems like that would be the best thing that could happen. For 47 years, they've been talking and talking and talking. In the meantime, we've lost a lot of lives while they talk, and legs blown off, arms blown off, faces blown off. It's been going on for a long time, so let's see what happens.
The president said the USS Gerald R. Ford, the world's largest aircraft carrier, is being sent to the region. What can Iran do to avoid military action?
Give us the deal that they should have given us the first time. They give us the right deal, we won't do that. But, you know, historically, they haven't done that. I will say they want to talk, but so far they do a lot of talking and no action.
Israel wants to neutralize Iran's ballistic missile program and end funding for groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. At midnight, funding will run out for the Department of Homeland Security. A deal has not been reached between the White House and Democrats. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats are sticking to their demands for big changes at ICE.
We've drawn a hard line in the sand on behalf of the American people, and we're not going to allow the Congress to cross it. ICE needs to be dramatically reformed. Period. Full stop.
Democrats want changes following the deaths of two people during the immigration crackdown in Minnesota. A Brazilian au pair, Juliana Perez Magalhães, got the maximum 10-year sentence in Virginia after confessing to scheming with her lover to kill his wife and another man.
I know I will live with this for the rest of my life. God and I only know the shame and guilt and sorrow I carry for all I have caused. Sorry for Joe's family and Christine's family.
On the ice at the Olympics, Ilya Malinin fell twice and finished in eighth place. This is AP News. A New Jersey man has been found guilty in a bizarre murder plot targeting his own brother.
In what's been called the Manchin Murders, Paul Canaro has been convicted on all counts in a murder and arson plot that killed four of his relatives in Monmouth County, New Jersey in 2018. Jurors sided with the prosecution, who said Canaro killed his brother Keith, his sister-in-law, and two young children. They say Keith had discovered that Paul was stealing money from the businesses they ran together and from Keith personally. They used video and other evidence to paint a picture of how Canaro set fire to his brother's mansion and then his own house in an attempt to cover up his crimes and make the murders look like the entire family was being targeted. Canaro's attorney argues that her client is innocent and that authorities developed tunnel vision, not investigating any other suspects. He faces a potential life sentence. I'm Jennifer King.
In a first, U.S. women beat powerhouse Canada in curling at the Winter Olympics in Italy. There are still several matches ahead. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.